Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Porter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind usually, and today is a nice, cool day today. We're so glad to be with you, and you today. Thanking God for you, sending you lots of love and hugs, letting you know that we appreciate you being there. And you pray for us as we pray for you today. We're going to have our own Sister Diane to start us off in prayer today.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, giving you honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father God, thanking you, Lord Father God, that you saw fit to wake us up, clothing our right mind this morning, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we hold up Roosevelt Benjamin right now, Lord Father. Father God, you know what is going on with him right now, Lord Father God. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch his body right now, Lord Father. Touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let him be made whole in the name of Jesus. We pray today for Ruthie Mae Smith that has cancer that has spread through her body, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, have mercy today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, touch her family right now, in the name of Jesus. We pray today for Dylan Bryson right now, Lord Father. We praying against those seizures right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Let him, Lord Father God, be made whole right now, Lord Father. Give him peace also in his mind right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray today for Jennifer Olivier right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for supplying, Lord Father God, the blood right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray today, Lord Father God, for the family, Lord, the Cooper family, Lord Father, the Disher family, Lord Father God. Father God, all those, Lord Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord Father, give them comfort, Lord Father. Give them peace, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless right now, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for working it out for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We pray today for Victor Santos, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for continual favor right now, Lord Father God, upon his job right now, Lord Father. Bless his family right now, Lord Father. We pray for Diane Mantonio right now, Lord Father God. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for what you're doing for her, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to touch her back right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just touching each and every person, Lord Father God, upon our prayer list right now, Lord. We pray, Lord Father God, also for Gary Dunkley right now, Lord Father, for healing, Lord Father God, for both body and mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We pray today, Lord Father God, even for court cases right now, Father. Father God, you be the judge, Lord Father God. You be, Lord Father God, that attorney, Lord Father. Father God, when they go in, Lord Father God, let them go in with you, Lord Father God, knowing, Lord Father God, that you're there, Lord Father God, and Father God, that you're everything, Lord Father God, that we need, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, as I pray, Lord Father God, for Marian Christian, Lord Father God. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Give her peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father God, I pray today, Lord Father God, for my apostle, Lord Father God, and my deacon, Lord Father God, as they bring forth the word, Lord Father God. Decrease them, Lord Father God, as you increase in them, Lord Father. Touch each and every listener, Lord Father God, that are listening now, Lord Father God, or will listen at a later time, Lord Father God. You know what they need, Lord Father God. If they need healing in their body, Lord Father God, deliverance, Lord Father, whatever they need, Lord Father God, I ask you right now, Lord Father God, grant it to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, even salvation, Lord Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord Father God. We cancel any assignment, Lord Father God, that was sent, Lord Father God, towards this broadcast to hinder it, Lord Father God, from going forth. For the blood of Jesus right now, Lord Father, is upon this line, Lord Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. We thank you. And we want to add a footnote. We're also praying for a great friend of ours, amen, that has been helping us a whole lot. It's Pastor Don Jr., CEO. We thank God for him for helping us quite a bit. And we send him lots of love, hugs. Let him know we are still praying for him. We thank God for it. Right now, let me give you a nice word for today. Bless God. Y'all pray for me. The enemy's trying to stop this throat. But you pray for me anyway, okay? All right. It says, recognize your responsibilities and you will see your opportunities. Recognize your responsibilities and you will see your opportunities. Govern yourselves accordingly. And again, we thank God for you, you, and you. Thank God for Deacon Mike being here with us today. And most of all, we thank God for you. Yes, you, you. Those of you that listen on a continual basis, we thank God for you. We honor you today and let you know that we love you. We love you. We love you. We really, really do love you. And we trust that you love us too, because you're there. Amen, amen, and amen. God is a very good God. Praise God. He's a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Don't know what we would do without him. Today we're going to start a little something here with you today to let you be aware of something. We're going to talk about awareness today, okay? Yes. And I'm going to start with one scripture. I'm going to go to a few more maybe. All right, the best way we can. And it says Luke 12 chapter and the 46th verse. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him. And at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. With the unbelievers. Now, in the 47 say, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Did you hear that? But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. My, did you get that? Praise God. Now, God warns us all from time to time of what he's about to do in our lives. So we do have time to do what? Prepare. We should be preparing, right? Amen. Praise God. And oftentimes things will come about because we are not aware. And we don't pay attention. Pardon me. And we don't pay attention, all right? Now we're going to Nehemiah. We're going to talk about Nehemiah, okay, a little bit. And we want you to know today, praise God, God give us all a task, give us assignments, okay? We all have assignments. And yet, some of us say, I don't have it. Well, you may have it, but you're just not aware of it, all right? It hasn't been made aware to you that God has a calling for you, be it no matter how small it is or how large it may be. Is that right? You see what I'm saying? Okay. And we're going to start kind of down into Nehemiah, the first chapter. We'll start. We'll read some, and we'll talk to you a little bit also. Okay, praise the Lord. I'm going to start at the fourth verse. And it came to pass when I heard these words, this is Nehemiah, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Now, here's the man that, you know, he has to be a God-sent man. He has to be a man of God because he, when he heard these rumors about what was going on in Jerusalem, he began to pray and fast. He fasted and he prayed, okay, because he was greatly troubled by what was going on. Now, he didn't know at first what was going on, so he asked the visitor that was visiting them, Hanani, he asked him, what was going on, because he was concerned what was happening to his brother. Since he was living in the palace with the king, he wanted to know what was going on, what was happening to the people. And he began to tell him about the wall, how the wall was down, it's broken down, and the gates were down, and they burned it with fire and all this stuff. So now he didn't know these things. So now if you don't know, you have to ask. Is it not true? Huh? If you don't, pardon me, if you don't know something, you ask someone because you're not aware of it, so then you're not responsible for it right at that time, are you? Mm-hmm. Praise God. But so many times in the church world, and we're not aware of certain things in the church world, and they sound foreign when someone begins to tell you about it. When they tell you what's wrong, you don't want to hear what's wrong. You don't want to hear what went wrong. You know, I found out something in this walk. The minute that God begins to open doors and break up the folly ground around you, the minute that God does it, here comes the enemy with a whole bag of new tricks. You see, then there go the war began, okay? The war is now beginning because your adversary, the devil, he wants to devour you. He wants to block you. He wants to keep you from making that next step, okay? Your breakthrough step, that's overcoming step. He wants to make sure that you don't make it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of you might have been through that also, but listen, this has just happened to me in these last few weeks. I mean, he opened warfare on me, the body, and everything else. You know, my God. I mean, I know I was going through it before, but you know, as soon as God put his hand out to bring you through that, here he comes. Now, I know I'm not the only one that's going through these things. So now, think about it now. Here's Nehemiah. Now, he's praying. Now, listen, it doesn't matter if you're praying or not. You can pray until the cows come home, until Jesus come, any way you want to call it. But this is it. Warfare is warfare, and he's going to declare war against you because you're praying, because you know that that is what you should do to make it through. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? All right, amen. Praise God anyhow. But he went on, and this is what he was doing. He was praying about the situation. Huh? Have you prayed about your situation? Huh? And when you're praying about your situation, it looks like there is no answer. Oh, but let me tell you one thing. If you just hold on just a little while longer, you will get an answer. Do you get the picture here today? Oh, my God, my God. And he confessed. See, did you see this in the sixth verse? He was confessing his sin and everybody else, the children of Israel's sins, his father's sins and grandma's sins and everybody else's sins. He was confessing them. Do you see? He didn't want anything blocking, not coming from him. Do you understand? He didn't want anything blocking his flow. He didn't want anything blocking what God has already ordained for him. All right. So now he's aware now that he's got to do something about this. Are you aware of what God called you to do? Are you aware that you need to be doing something about it? I hope you are anyway, praise God. And he said, we have dealt very corruptly against thee. I mean, he's telling God all about everything. You see what I'm saying? And have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commanded thy servant Moses. We ain't kept nothing. You know, in other words, now, would you confess that today? Thing is, you know, we do things and then we don't feel like there's no need for an apology or asking God to forgive you or to repent. I mean, I know a lot of times you have to repent, you know, of some things, you know, that we've perhaps thought. You don't have to just per se say it, but you could have just thought about it, you know, and it was wrong, and you asked God to help you through it. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. And he went on saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. Now, God had already promised you that's what he was going to do, and this is what he'd done. So he had done this. Nehemiah's time. So here Nehemiah now, he's got him a job, a nice job. He, you know, really cushiony job he had. You know how it is. And you don't want to be aware of nothing else because you want to keep your job, the job you have. But sometimes God makes changes, don't he? There has to be a change in order to get to the next level. I cannot explain that enough to you. There's always going to be some type of change. We may not like the change, but there's going to be a change, huh? And first, long so in the first place, we need to change our thinking patterns. We need to change the way we think a lot, where we've been brought up to think, because we've been molded by a lot of different people throughout our lives. okay? We've been molded, and some of their thoughts are still lingering in our little minds and what have you. We need to put on what? A new mind. We need to get a new mind. You know, now you see why Jesus said, the Bible say, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Now, if this mind is in Christ Jesus also, the mind that Christ have, you're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, but we find in it that it's not so today because we have so many other things to do what? To get our attention. And when it gets our attention, we're not aware of the fact that we don't have Jesus' mind. We don't have that mind of Christ. We don't have the mind to serve God. We don't have the mind to give our all in all to Christ. You know, we don't have the mind so that he can do what? Bring us out to bring us in. Mm-hmm. This is what we need to learn, how to do this. So we're going to have to be aware of our surroundings. We're going to have to be aware of what we are not doing because most of the time we do what we want to do. And we don't account to nobody for nothing that we do. Now, do we? Huh? So now we walk around with, now what are we walking around with? A spirit of what? Not doing anything, okay? But let me tell you, Nehemiah, listen what happened. He got awake. He came awake. And that thing hit him so hard. See, the trouble in the land don't bother many people today. Everybody say, well, God for us all and I'm for myself. You know, and they go do what they're going to do. And forget about God and don't have him in the equation. But let me tell you, you have to have him in the equation because if you don't, my good, what else you looking to happen? That warfare going to get so hot and heavy, my goodness, you ain't going to be able to make it. It'd be like the fires out there in California. You know, it's just a continuous thing, and it's continue burn and burn. You think you're already in hell, wouldn't you? My. But now we need to do what? Huh? Now, we've got to get a new heart because, see, Nehemiah's heart had changed from what he was doing, his job, what he was doing, and his heart now turning to us with a spirit of awareness. He's aware now what something got to be done, of what's happening for his people. All right. Now, you may not be concerned about your people, you know, and nobody else. But let me tell you, you need to have a spirit of awareness to be concerned about it so that you can pray one for the other. Pray for that person. I pray for people that forgot about me. I pray for people that thrown me aside. I pray for people that don't understand nothing, what you're trying to do, what you want to do, and when their blocks come, you are hindered, you know. Just, I say hindered for a while. I don't call hindrance being forever. I say for a while because let me tell you, you're going to come out. And when you come out, we're going to say it is well. All is well. All is well. You know that song, you say all is well with my soul. Well, we need to sing that a little bit more. All is well. It is well with my soul. Everything gonna be all right. Because now we've been made aware of what's going on. Huh? We are aware of the fact that God called you. Huh? He called somebody to make up the head. Okay, and if you call to make up the hedge, why you want to quit? A quitter never wins, do it. I don't quit nothing. Somebody might quit me, but I don't quit them. You know, if I have a friend, I don't quit the friend. Things may come in the way sometime. It looks like that, but listen, you don't quit. If you made a vow, you're supposed to keep it. Okay, and you keep it with all your heart. You keep what you have promised you're going to do. You keep that.
You don't get rid of it. You know, people are so easy to throw people away, throw things away, throw, well, this ain't no, make no sense because ain't nothing happening. You know what? God has his timing, okay? If God has his timing, that means you work on his time, not your time. I know you didn't like that part, but you work on God's time, and that's who time you should be governed by. I'm governed by God's time. If he, if something come in the way to stop something, I don't know. Right now, you know, I'm on my way to wherever that city is, Jacksonville. I'm on my way to Jacksonville. But this is it. You know, I don't let, I'm not going to let it stop me. Huh? You know, you hear my voice. It closed down on me altogether. Then now it's trying to close down on me again. But listen, I keep pushing and pushing because when I make a promise, I make a vow, I try to keep it with all my heart. You know, this is where I go. And so this is already planned, so, you know, we have to go on about it. We try to get to everything and everybody. But the thing is, listen here, we have to be in a situation like Nehemiah. Nehemiah, I want to go. What did Nehemiah say? He ready to go. He done prayed. He done fasted. So now, he said, now, can you imagine what the king going to say? The king ain't going to agree with this. You know, this is, and this, can you imagine? You say, my boss ain't going to agree with this. I got to go again. I got to go again. You know, you may be saying to yourself, I got to go again. My boss ain't going to agree with this. Maybe they won't agree with this. But you don't know whether they agree with it if you don't talk to them about it. Hmm? Okay. Praise ye the Lord, you see. So here he has, he walking around with a sad face. And I imagine just like some of us do. What am I say? How am I say it? He's, what he going to do? We start asking ourselves a million questions, and we never asked him yet. Do you see what I'm saying? And we go on and on with this here, not knowing that the God you just finished fasting and praying to, that he done already made the way. Do you get the picture? Do you see what I'm saying? I remember one time I needed a certain amount of money, and I just, let me tell you, I went to a conference, and I went to the conference, and they was asking for offering, and what I did have, I was putting it in the offering, and all of a sudden, I stopped in the middle of the giving, and I said, am I crazy? I need this money by tomorrow morning. I need more than this tomorrow morning, and here I'm throwing away what I got already in his offering. And I just sit there and I went into space, let me tell you. And my mind just went on my problem. Now, I was, had forgot about the problem already. But then as soon as I took that money and put in the offering a bucket, my mind jumped back on my problem. I couldn't get back in the service until the prophet that was there called my name. And I jumped. You know, I said, what? You know, because I was in another world. And then all she said was to me was, did not God say that he'll take care of you and all your needs? And I, when she said that, I fell out. I mean, I literally fell on the floor, and they had to find me under the seat somewhere. Because it hit me so hard. Do you see what I'm saying? Because I had been up there going through all of this, anxiety attacks and everything else. How am I going to get the money? Where am I going to get the money? And God stood up and told me right there where to get the money from and who to get it from. And then I went to argue with God. You know, do you ever do that? Argue with God. Well, God, but you know, God, they ain't going to give me no money. They ain't going to say, they say this, and they ain't going to do this, and they ain't going to do it. I mean, we go on and on and on and on. We have not, you listen, we're not aware God done already made the way. Huh? This is why I say you need to have a spirit of awareness, because when God make the way is made.
No matter who tried to renege, no matter who tried to say no, God has already made the way. Do you get the picture here today? And the way is made. It doesn't matter what it looked like. I know sometimes things look bad. Things look bad in the world today, but it ain't bad as you think it is with God. He's still in control. God is still in control. Do you hear what I'm saying? So here Nehemiah's got the walking around the king, and he looking all sad, and he ain't happy no more. He ain't singing no more, you know, hallelujah no more. He ain't doing nothing no more. Do you get it? And the king want to know what's wrong with you. Say, your countenance done changed. Now, first off, you would say, the king is too important to notice me. Now would you feel that way? Because of who he is, his title is, and everything, and he was this great man. Now, you wouldn't think that man would pay attention to you. But let me tell you, don't play God, you know, that he don't know nothing now. Let me tell you, don't play him, because he knows everything. See, and the people that's sitting around, you never know who's watching you, huh? Or listening to you, or watching you. You just really don't know. So what you got to do now, huh? Do what God told you to do. Now, he done put it in your heart. He done awaken your heart now. Your heart is now tuned to this purpose. Your purpose has been made irrelevant to you, that so you know what you need to do. Huh? You see what I'm saying? But now, the devil is the devil, and he going to be the devil as long as the world is sitting like now till his end. He going to still be the devil and do the same junk he been doing. Huh? He's going to do what? Tell you all the reasons why the king ain't going to hear you. He's going to tell you all the reason why, like he did me, the person ain't going to give you the money. Now, why can't we believe God? God just said, what did God say? It's going to happen. You're going to get it. Didn't I tell you I always make a way for you? Now, God telling you, some of you today, I always make a way for you. You always come out on top. I don't care how bad the situation looks. I don't care who says no. I don't care nothing about that. I'm in control. God is letting us know today he's in control. You be aware of the fact that it's already laid out. It's been laid out over a long time ago before you were born. Everything was already planned for you and me. I know it's planned for me, but sometimes, you know, we slack off believing. I say slack off believing God. We have faith in him, but we don't believe him and trust him to do it. We keep saying it, but we don't act upon it. Isn't that the way it goes? We don't act upon it. Do you get the picture here? Nehemiah was now about ready now to act upon it, but when the king asked him the question, what was wrong? And he told the king, he told him, he had to tell him the truth, you know, he had to tell him the truth. Well, now, okay, king, you know, my people is lying, you know, in this condition. And he began to explain it all to him. Sometimes that's all it takes, is you explain things to the other people, you know. And I know some people just can't get it. They don't understand, you know how it is. Some of them is a little slow at understanding. And you have to break it down to its common denominator so that a person can get it. Do you see what I'm saying? It, because they're not used to walking that way. Do you get the picture? They're not used to seeing these things. They're like a person not used to seeing miracles. They don't know what a miracle is, do they? Because they ain't never seen them, you know. So how can they confess that I know what a miracle is? They don't know what a miracle is. Do you get the picture? This is life itself. Let's look at life. You have slow people, medium people, and you got speedios. You got them road runners. You know, watch out. Beep, beep, I'm coming. Praise God. See, so you've got all of these people to deal with, these different type of people to deal with. So you got to adjust to these things. Do you understand? And learn how to operate, because when you become aware of this person or that person or the other person may be a little slower than the other person, they're not as fast as you want them to be. They know, you don't know, they could have a handicap. Hello? Do you get the picture? You see what I'm saying? So if a person got a handicap, they're going to be slowed down some, in some way or another. All right? Be it this handicap in their mind, handicap in their body, or wherever. You see, they're going to slow them down. But what happened? Nehemiah here, only thing Nehemiah was, he was in this place, and I know he didn't want to leave his job. He liked his job. You can tell from reading the word of the book of Nehemiah that he liked his job. And I would have too, and I'm working in the king's palace. A cushiony job. You know, I went out in the field chopping up bricks or something. You know, see, so you got a cushiony job, you really want to keep it. Okay, but you don't know how you're going to take it. So the king surprised him, didn't he? And God, see how God works? You got a purpose in your life. You haven't tried him yet. You haven't stepped out on the word of God yet to try God and see if he won't work for you. All right? Now I'm making you aware today that it's a possibility in your life. You can do it if you want to. Make up your mind that you're going to do whatever it takes to get there to do it. Now, don't do nothing wrong. Now, listen, now, let me back up, because somebody going to take it the wrong way and go out there and rob somebody and do some dumb. That's dumb stuff. You're going to do the right thing to get where you need to go. You're going to do what God commissioned you to do. That's the right thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? I just want to get you into the place where you can be more aware of what you got and what God is calling you. And you are going to make it, because now that you are walking in his direction where he told you to go, when you walk in that direction, what is he going to do now, You're going to be able to perform all that he put in your heart to perform. You're going to be the Nehemiah of your day. Do you understand? You're going to go forth and listen, look how the king gave him papers and to get what he need for the journey, to get what he need to do the job that he had put in his heart. Did you think he was going to do all that? You don't know where the source is coming from, God says it's coming from here, there, and everywhere. Let me tell you, he told me that, and I'm waiting for it. I'm still waiting, You can almost smell it. Have you ever smelled money? It's like getting into a brand new Rolls Royce. You know, I went to the Rolls Royce store, and I told the man I want to look at a Rolls Royce, and he looked at me and he said, "I don't have Rolls Royce money." I said, "Don't let appearance fool you." I told him, "Don't let appearance fool you." And I got into that car, and that car smelled like brand new, that leather. Oh, my God, it's such a smooth, sweet smell. You don't want to get out. It wasn't mine, so I had to get out. But you see what I'm saying? God, I tell you, I was walking out by faith, not to get a Rolls Royce, because that's not where my heart at in a Rolls Royce. But if you give me one, I'll take it. Okay, I ain't gonna refuse it now. Don't get me wrong. You see, so here is Nehemiah here. In here, he got everything he need. He got to get the people too now. First you count up the cost, don't you? You have to count, because anything that you endeavor to get into, you count up the cost. Can I finish the job? Now I know I can start the job,
But then you ask yourself, you start counting up what you got to do, what kind of hours, what kind of this, that, and the other. But can I finish the job? Now you are more aware of the purpose that God called you to because you done counted the cost. If you counted the cost, you say, let's do it. That's all. Let's do it. Okay? And you set out to do this job. Nehemiah set out to do it. He set out to do it. And let me tell you what he said to the king. And on the fifth verse of the second chapter. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou would send me unto Judah, unto the city of my fathers, sepulcher, that I may build it. He's saying this if sin now. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall that journey be? And when will thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Set a time. Because your time, it ain't your time. See, he working on God's time now. When he stepped out on faith to do this job, now you're on God's time. Time becomes the king's time because he gave the king a time that he was going to, it should be finished. Do you get the picture? All right, so God has given you a time too. And he said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. All right, I need some papers. Do you need some papers? You need something? You need some paper money, right? That's what we're saying today. We need some paper money. That's what I'm saying. I need some paper money to get the job done because we've undertaken some jobs here for the Lord, and we need finance, okay? That's what we need. Ain't getting beaten around no bush. I'm just telling you, we need finance. We ain't got no backers all over the place or nothing like that, but we looking for God to move on people that believe in God and the work. That's what we need. So he got the letters, and he went out. But like I told you, every time you step out for God, what happens? Here come your Sanballats and your Tobias. Here come all these devils. They start rising up, talking, trying to, put you down, trying to say you ain't going to get the job done. They're just going through the whole thing, mocking you and doing everything. Has anybody ever done that to you? When you start doing something for God, soon as you start, and then you stop, don't you? Come on now, be truthful. You know you stop. You say, they're making me mad. You lose control and all of that, don't you? But let me tell you, the enemy will go get some more enemies, and they came together to come against Nehemiah. All your enemies will come together now. They didn't like each other. So they had one thing in common. Both of them don't like you. So the devil come and gather up all his imps to come against you. Now, you hate to think this way, that people don't want you to prosper. They don't think you deserve to prosper. They don't think you should be doing that particular job or with those particular people. I don't know if y'all had them kind of people, but I see these people around me, and God knows I want to get rid of all of them that do that. I'm talking about me now. I ain't talking about you. I can't talk about you because I don't know you, okay? But I can talk about me, okay, because I know me. But these people come against him. Them Sanballats and Tobias, they come against Nehemiah,
trying to make him quit and everything, and good thing his heart. His heart was for God, to do what God has purposed him to do, told him to do. Do you see what I'm saying? He put him in that position. He was at the right place at the right time to hear of the need, because some of you hear the need, so God had you in the right place. He didn't tell you to abort it. Did he tell you to abort it? No. When it's your time, it's your time. Do you get the picture here? And the people that God placed in place to be a help or to push you into that particular time and that space that you're supposed to occupy, they can't get out of it either. Because every time they try, let me tell you now, every time they try, they're going to be a block to them. Go back, God going to tell you, go back to where I told you to be at. If you want to be blessed too, it's got, that's where it's coming. You see? You say, why are you saying that? Because people don't understand that when God sets a plan up, you're not at liberty to do abort it, nor you, neither one of you, to give or to take. Do you see? You're not there because he has already ordained it. It's been written already for you to accomplish and to do that. And he placed the people in place. You don't believe that, do you? It's like a chessboard. You see how they move chess around? I'm not a chess player, but I've seen them do it, so I don't understand the game that much. But I know that when it sits there, it's in its place. It's in its place. It's already been set. The game has already been set. Do you get the picture? It's like the astronauts going up into space. Everything has been programmed to happen at certain times. Do you get the picture? And when they go up, it goes according to time, unless there's a malfunction going on. We don't have no malfunctions. I don't have no malfunctions. The devil tried to make me think I got some malfunctions, but I got none. You say, why? Because I'm trusting God, believing God that it's coming out all right. It's just a little delay. It's a delay for what God has already intended and is already written. I've been knowing for the past 15 years or more what God had planned for me. And I know it's just a trick of the enemy, to make me say that he ain't gonna do it, but I'm saying it's well. It's all well. Everything is all right. I'm confessing it today. Everything's all right, and it's gonna be all right. Do you see? Because I'm gonna have that near my spirit. No matter what you say, what you do, I can't come down and play with you. I'm not going to allow you to do what? Cause me to abort this birth that I'm birthing out.
Come on, man.
This is a new day. This is the shift that's going on. And he said the shift before the 2018 come in, the shift already began, and it will be completed somewhere about in the 2018. And we talking about early 2018, not later. I'm going all the way with this. Do you hear what I'm saying now? Why am I going all the way with this? Because I done walked through the dark places and valleys and shadows of death long enough.
Come on.
Time to do what? Rise and shine and give God the glory. See? And I exhort you to do the same thing. I taught you to do the same thing. Nehemiah had to find people to work too, because he couldn't do it by himself. So he had to talk to the people to get the people to work too. And when you read the story in Nehemiah, you read that story, you find out that the people, he got them together. The people thought, what, they had a mind to work. He had encouraged them. He had made them feel that they was useful to God, that God wanted them, do you understand, to work, to work, to work, and build the wall. Now, the wall might have not been like some people thought it would, because, you know, they picked at him and said, look at that, if a fox walked across, it's going to fall down. In other words, trying to tell me it was weak. What y'all put up there is weak. It had nothing to do with it, whether it's weak or strong. It had, the only thing it had to do with it is they were doing it.
Come on now.
Huh? They had concerned about what belonged to them. Huh? I believe the blessings of the Lord belong to God's people. And I know this, it's been said that all the unjust stuff is going to be laid up for us, the just. So we taking it back. We taking it all back. Do you hear what I'm saying? By faith, I believe it today. We taking it back. It don't matter what you say about it. Don't matter how you say it about it. But we know one thing. We're going to accomplish our purpose, huh? Because when the warfare started, we know that we was on the right track. We are more aware of what's going on now than we ever did before, that the enemy is not afraid to try to stop you and me and anybody else that's out there that dare to walk out on faith, trust God, and get the job done. Hmm? Not afraid, huh? Because they have a purpose in life. Huh? We gonna fulfill our potentials, every one of us. We need to fulfill our potentials and stop allowing the enemy to always sucker punch us and cause us to lose out. You make that choice. I make the choice. He gave you a free will. You got a free will, so now make your choice. Make your choice now which way you want to go, what you want to do. I know where I want to go, what I want to do. Okay? I know how he worked. I have had experience with him so long, I know how he worked. Okay? This is where you get some backbone now. Huh? You get that backbone and you start building. I don't care what they say, how they say it, or what happened. You stand and wait. If it looked like it's delayed, you just stand and mark time. Huh? You still do it. So Nehemiah had a plan because the enemy was trying to stop him. He said, listen here, when you doing it, the rest of them, and somebody else sleep, you work with your clothes on, go to sleep with your clothes on. So when this enemy come about, we still got him cornered. Because we going to get this job done. On time. On time. Did you hear me? On time, people. I know. I know. Listen, I love God. I love you. I love everybody. I love people. I do. I love people. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, people sometimes messed up, confused. All right? And they don't see that you working hard to make a step forward for God. So they want to stand in the way.
Come on now.
Hmm? They got everything to say, everything negative to say. Huh? Hey, forget the negative stuff. Listen. Listen to somebody sometimes. Listen to people. Stop starting to be so heady and high-minded. Huh? You're high-minded in the wrong way. You ought to be high-minded in Jesus. Elevate your mind, the song saying, let's go higher. In the Lord, it says. Okay? Let's go higher. Because there are so many places he want to take us. There is one place, I keep hearing that word, he want to take us into a wealthy place. Not a rich place, because he came that we all may be rich. But he want to take you in, you rich already, now he want to take you into a wealthy place. Do you want to go there? Or you want to stay over here? complaining and crying. I don't want to stay in the complaining section. Huh? It's like you buy something from the store and you take it back and you complain. Huh? I don't like taking stuff back. Huh? I don't like taking my love back from nobody. I want to keep loving them, keep caring for them, you know. I told you, I don't quit. I'm not a quitter, all right? I wasn't born to quit. I was born to keep on pushing. And that's what I do well. Keep going, you see? Keep going. God is my strength today.
Yes, Lord.
See, and I'm going to walk and do what I got to do like Nehemiah did. I'm going to do the same thing like Nehemiah did. I'm going on build this kingdom, help build the kingdom of God. Not my kingdom, but the kingdom of God. It's what I'm building today. Do you get the picture? Yeah. This is what we have to do. Huh? This is what we have to do. They in a minute, let me tell you, there's challenges in everybody's life. Huh? And you got to understand there's challenges in people's lives. Hmm? Some people can handle them and some people can't. Okay? But let me tell you, through the word of God, you can handle anything. He said all things are possible to them that believe. You believe that you can handle it, God will take you right on out of it. You don't stay. Listen here. It don't last. Trouble don't last always. You know, there's that other song. Trouble don't last always. You know that. Last month you was in trouble. This month you ain't. Next month you is, and then the next month you ain't. It may come and go, but it don't last always. It's not consistent, is it? Trouble all every day, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It ain't trouble, but you have these challenges to come, because if it wasn't no challenges, you wouldn't appreciate it when you come out. Huh? You know, there's like a man, if you find an easy woman, he don't want her. He didn't want to make her his wife. No easy woman. But when that woman be difficult to get hard, she don't just say, I'm going to let you in. See? He appreciate, because he had a hard time getting her. And he ain't going to let her go that easy. Huh? Kitty dog, come on. You didn't get that, did you? Mm-hmm. Praise God. I know you didn't get that. But let me tell you, back to Nehemiah. Nehemiah did what he had to do. Okay? We doing what we got to do. I'm doing what I got to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what happened, regardless of how they happened. And I'm telling you, I'm appreciating my cohort here, Sister Diane. I am appreciating her because she do not have to be here with us today. Nah, you know. Anybody else would use it as an excuse. Her mother's condition, they would use it as an excuse not to be here. But she's here. You know? She is. And I thank God for her. I thank God for her. She's like, I'm on the top of the building. I'm Nima. And she, I don't know which one she is, the doorkeeper or who, which part she keeping, but she keeping it and keeping it well. She's helping me out. She knew I was going through some little things too, you know, and she helping me out. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. So which one are you going to be Nehemiah on the wall today? Huh? You're going to be that builder. And you're going to build it no matter what happened, right? Huh? How many minutes? Huh? You're going to build it no matter what happened today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So just remember now, you have a purpose today. Oh, yes, you do. And appreciate it, too. Appreciate the fact that God is on your side. And he got it in control. And he got you in control. And he wants you to have control of what he put you in control of. Do you get the picture today? Well, praise God today. Glory to God. I kind of got worked up there. Bless God. I had to overcome this throat problem here. But I did it. I did it. I did it. And I thank God for it. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for it. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, I know that was some awesome listening from Apostle Porter. So you know what? You tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. and hear some more awesome words coming from the woman of God. Till then, you be blessed.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.